You are listening to Fierce Feminine Leadership, episode number 261, the 5 self-promotion fears that are holding you back.
Welcome to Fierce Feminine Leadership, the success podcast for women in business. Each week, we feature interviews and advice to help you step into your power and lead your way. Now here's your host, women's leadership expert, Eleanor Beaton.
Hello there, fierce ones. Welcome back to Fierce Feminine Leadership, the success podcast for ambitious women in business. This is episode number 261, and today we're going to be talking about 5 self-promotion fears that could be holding you back from your ultimate potential. So you may worry that when you get out there, when you own your accomplishments, that you are going to come off as a braggart. But instead, we're going to be talking about how you can promote yourself effectively and confidently. So if you are new to the world of Fierce Feminine Leadership, welcome to the show, girl. And thank you so much for tuning in. And if you are a loyal listener of the show, I want to thank you especially so much for being a part of our Fierce Tribe, for tuning in day after day, and for lending me your valuable time and attention. That is a currency that we take very seriously here, me and the entire production team. We thank you for your time and attention, and we appreciate it. Now, I want to ask you something. If you do listen to the show again and again, have you subscribed to the show? If not, have you left a review? Either of those things, we would so appreciate if you took the time to subscribe to our show on iTunes, to leave us a review on iTunes. It helps more than you know and really is a great boost for us to continue producing this amazing show, I will say, because I'm all about being humble but not modest. So head on over to iTunes and subscribe and leave a review. We would so appreciate it. All right, I've got to say, I love April, first of all, because it's my birthday month. I'm not going to tell you how old I am turning, but it's a good age, I will say. Every age, every year gets better and better and better. But it's my birthday month, and guess what else happens this month? We welcome in a brand new live cohort of women leaders from around the world to join the Leadership Lab. So the Leadership Lab is our premier leadership development program for women leaders. We are bringing together an incredible cohort of women to our April kickoff of our live round of the Leadership Lab. And these women range from self-employed consultants to executive level leaders. Some of them, graduated from high school, white-knuckled their way to the top of their industries. Others have fancy degrees from Stanford and Wharton. What really unites them is their ambition, their commitment to their success, and their enjoyment of learning practical tips and strategies that are going to help them be even more successful and position themselves as women of true influence in their spheres. And, you know, influence and credibility are powerful currencies. I would say some of the most important currencies in the world of business, and that's really what we focus on in this program. And you know, what our graduates tell us again and again is that they have never experienced professional development like they have inside the Leadership Lab, because it's a unique mix of blunt feedback, of practical advice, of fun and lively group debate and discussions. They're all fused together with a supportive, authentic, no-holds-barred community of truly outstanding women leaders. So again, we're going to be kicking off our live cohort April 30th. That's when I teach the classes. I'll lead group coaching classes live starting April 30th for our cohort of the Leadership Lab. So why don't you head on over to leadershiplabforwomen.com, leadershiplabforwomen.com. You can head on over there, read about the program, hear from some of our graduates, and see if it's a fit for you. We do have an application process. Go ahead and apply. And if it's the right fit for you and for us, we would so love to have you. And again, we kick off live April 30th. So head on over. All right. So today's episode is actually part of a series on five lessons powerhouse women had to unlearn in order to unleash their ultimate potential. We kicked off the series at episode 259, continued 260. And so today we're getting into part three of that series. And today, lesson to unlearn number three in order to really unleash your ultimate potential is that your fears of self-promotion are holding you back. So let's just start with the basics here, okay? I'm going to be straight up with you. It's not just what you know, and it's not just who you know either, and it is certainly not just how good you are. The reality is that your professional success in the business realm, it's who knows what you know, and it's who knows how good you are. In other words, success usually involves the delicate art of strategic self-promotion. And if you have not yet mastered the art of strategic self-promotion, let me tell you the world of possibility that will open up once you master this underappreciated skill. So here's the thing. We as women can sometimes be perceived as pushy or selfish or the dreaded B word if we point out the amazing things that we've done. And so for this reason, sometimes women will downplay our achievements because they fear being hurt or judged. And sometimes we'll tell ourselves that it's, you know, it's not elegant, it's not classy, it's a little bit gauche to talk about our accomplishments. You know, it's interesting. I'm thinking about a woman that I was speaking with recently who is, I'm not going to give you any details other than to say that the business that she is creating is a powerful, powerful business in the field of mental health. And she achieved some incredible, I mean, people are taking notice. She achieved some very cool media for the business and wouldn't share it, like really wouldn't talk about it. And it is something that adds a lot of credibility, you know, to her and to the business. And I called her on it. You know, and I called her on not sharing that. And I said, you know, look, it is so important for you in the position that you're in now, when you have positive media coverage, it's important that you do share that in different places so that people know what it is that you're up to and they see the credibility that you have. And so, you know, we will sometimes downplay these attributes because we don't want to come off as gauche, but the reality is that it hurts us in a much bigger way, because when we continuously downplay our accomplishments, we appear less confident than we actually are. So if you're downplaying your accomplishments in the office or in the boardroom, it is going to have a huge impact on your ability to be seen as the leader that you are, to progress in your career the way that you should, or to do what's required to grow your business. So, you know, anytime we're talking about the fears that hold us back, we really need to take a hard look at the fear itself. So, you know, how do you get over your fear of self-promotion? Well, you start by addressing why you feel those fears in the first place. And that's really where we're going to focus on for this episode. So I've got five self-promotion fears that are holding you back. So fear number one is the fear of what your family and friends are going to say. And, you know, here's the surprising thing. Very often there's this narrative that when we start to unlock the next level of success, our friends and family are going to support us 100% of the way. And that is the case in Disney. But in real life, you know, in real life, the sad reality is that's not often the case. And think about it, you know, when you start to really get out there and become successful, it can often rock the boat of people most close, you know, who know you best, because they say quite rightly, well, if she can do that, why can't I do that? And it can make it can call them to a higher level of leadership that they might not yet be ready for. So it can be very, very uncomfortable. In other words, it is not a law that your family and friends need to support you as you step into your next level of success. It is not a law. That's not written anywhere. We would love them to do that, but they don't have to. And so your fear that your family and friends are going to, you know, not support you if you become successful. On the one hand, it's a little bit well-founded. And on the other hand, it doesn't mean that you can't lean into your success and celebrate your own accomplishments. You know, there's this quote out there, which is, it's hard to be a prophet in Nazareth. It's hard to be a prophet in Nazareth, and so it is, okay? There is a historic human experience that sometimes our friends and family are actually the least likely to be supportive of our success. That's why, P.S., you need to step into intentional communities, at least for a part of your day, where it is okay, it is permitted, it is encouraged to share success. You've got to find that support somewhere. You can't always expect it from your friends and family. That's not their job. That's not the law that they've got to support your success every step of the way, okay? Because sometimes your success triggers them. It's very normal. It doesn't mean they don't love you, but the truth is you've got to get out there and find your own intentional communities. That's why we created the Leadership Lab, and that's why you should head on over to Leadership Lab for Women and check it out, P.S., because it is amazing to be in a community where women and ambition is totally celebrated. But I digress. Fear number two that can hold you back from the strategic art of self-promotion is that people won't like you. So listen, rejection is one of those classic human fears. I get it. And for women especially, like historically, being rejected and unlikable was truly a matter of life and death for women. So, you know, in prehistoric times, I, as a woman with offspring, if my husband were out hunting a mastodon, the mastodon falls on him. He is no longer there to provide us with meat and shelter. Now I am dependent on the relationships that I have with other people in the tribe and village to provide for me and my family. And so if my relationships were not strong, and if I did anything to rock the boat such that, you know, I did not have that support, well, it was a matter of life and death for me at that time. So you can see, you know, that's really coming from the prehistoric brain. It's that really has been the way of the world, of the human world, for much longer, you know, than it hasn't been. So it's somewhat rational to have this fear that people won't like me, and this rejection is a matter of life or death. It is somewhat, you know, you get where it comes from, but keep in mind that fear is rooted in the prehistoric brain. And today, you and I live in a time where being unlikable does not carry the same physical danger as it once did for many of us, okay? For some people in very unfortunate circumstances, it certainly does. But for many of us who are listening to the show today, it does not. So we can choose to put ourselves out there and risk being rejected in order to pursue our greatest success and purpose. And here's the thing, when you refuse to stand behind your accomplishments, when you refuse to honor what you have accomplished, you stay in your comfort zone. And we know that being outside your comfort zone is where the real growth happens. And usually the ones who are sitting back and judging you are not the ones who are putting themselves out there. You know, I love what Brené Brown has to say about this. And of course, she was, you know, paraphrasing Teddy Roosevelt. If you aren't in the arena also getting your ass kicked, I'm not interested in your feedback. And, you know, listen, if you're out there like I am, you're going to get a ton of annoying feedback. And I basically dismiss all of it other than feedback that's coming from people who are also beside me in the arena also getting their ass kicked. So fear number three. The self-promotion fear number three that holds us back. Who does she think she is fear? This is a fear that I see holding so many women back, and there are times when it held me back too. The fear that someone somewhere is going to challenge your authority and judge you harshly. And there's a name for this. It's called tall poppy syndrome. So let's talk about tall poppy syndrome. It's a social phenomenon in which people of merit are criticized or resented because of their achievements. And what do we do with tall poppies? We cut them down, girlfriends. Ambitious women often bear the brunt of this. So we're socialized to be nice. We're socialized to put other people's needs ahead of our own. And to get ahead, we're taught that we need to work hard, get great results, and promote our accomplishments. So one of the ways that tall poppy syndrome holds ambitious back from advancing is that it makes us self-conscious of our greatness. right? Oh, I can't, if I get out there and be everything I can be and let people know about all this greatness inside of me, people are going to cut me down at the knees. And there's a huge body of research that shows that this level of self-consciousness, that self-consciousness of any kind, inhibits high performance. So if you're worried that your greatness is going to make other people upset, chances are this fear is already affecting your performance. But, you know, my call to you is to stop wasting your precious energy about how someone is going to react to you promoting your accomplishments. Instead, you should ask yourself, who do you think you are? What amazing accomplishments have you achieved? How hard is it that you've worked? What amazing career, business, or team have you built? Write it down if you have to, because you need to focus on who you are and how you measure your success and accomplishments. You cannot outsource approval to other people, Fierce One. You've got to retain approval inside yourself. Fear number four that holds you back from the strategic art of self-promotion, you're afraid of commitment. So this is a huge issue I see. Sometimes women are afraid to come out and say they're good at something because they're worried that people are going to start to expect it from them. And this can be scary because you might fear of falling short or failing. And so not committing yourself to something means it's less scary if you do fail because people aren't expecting you to succeed. But here's the thing. Anybody who is in that ring that Brené Brown talks about knows that failure is absolutely normal. The people who are most afraid of failure, who ridicule failure the most, are the ones who don't do anything, okay? The ones who do take risks, who do try things, who do step out of their comfort zone, understand that fear is totally, totally normal. So if you do get out there, say that you're good at something, claim your accomplishments, find more opportunities to do it, inevitably fail, get up, dust yourself off, and use this experience of failure to further inform your knowledge and expertise. And please, I would say, wear your failure as a badge of freaking accomplishment, because that's what it is. And then fear number five that holds women back from the strategic art of self-promotion is that you may suffer from imposter syndrome. So women can struggle to promote themselves because of imposter syndrome. And basically, if you have imposter syndrome, it's that you believe you're not qualified for your position, you're not qualified for your success, and someone is going to uncover you, unmask you as the fraud that you are. They simply don't believe, people who have imposter syndrome, that they have anything to promote, and they might fear actually drawing attention to yourself because you don't want someone to discover your inadequacies. So to get over this, you've got to start by accepting that you got to where you are today because of the actions that you took. If you're successful, it's most likely because you proved your abilities or made the right decisions. And I would really encourage you to remind yourself that so many women before you have experienced imposter syndrome and have done it anyway. And, you know, one of the most important things to do is to not make it about yourself. And it's funny, you know, because this is a show about self-promotion, but focus on the people who will benefit from the success that you create and that you drive. And allow that to be the fuel that allows you to engage in the strategic art of self-promotion. So on this show, we've talked about, you know, the fears that could hold you back from strategic self-promotion. We haven't gotten into how you strategically self-promote. How do you actually do that? Well, that's something that we talk about at length inside the Leadership Lab, because as we've established here on this show, the art of strategic self-promotion is so critical for you to step into that next level of leadership. It is critical that people know about you, that they know about the great things that you've done, and they understand, you know, the key role that you are going to play in their lives and their success, right? Other people have to know. So if you want to have practical, tactical strategies to be strategic about promoting yourself in a way that actually solidifies your relationships, then take a look at the Leadership Lab. So this is our premier 8-week leadership development program for women. We have graduates from across North America, Europe, Asia, and the Middle East. These are women who are ranging from, you know, manager level inside organizations, self-employed consultants, to VP level and corporate director level, in fact. They come from multiple different industries, and what unites these women is their intellect, their ambition, and their desire to learn with a group of women and to learn practical, tactical skills. They want to uncover some of the things that they think they may have been missing that have been holding them back to really unlock their ultimate potential. And they graduate from this program with unprecedented confidence, with unprecedented savvy, and they have gone on to do incredible things. Our women have increased sales for their organizations to the tune of multiple millions per quarter. They've been selected for high-level corporate sponsorship and mentorship programs. They have transitioned from executive assistant to CEO track. They've been earmarked for prestigious roles at top global think tanks. They have won prestigious international leadership awards. I mean, these women are crushing it. So if you want to learn more about the program, again, our live cohort kicks off April 30th. Head on over to leadershiplabforwomen.com to see if it's a good fit. All right, ladies, get out there and engage in the subtle art of strategic self-promotion. Thank you for listening to one of the world's best podcasts for women in leadership. How's that for self-promotion? Until next time, women, stay fierce.
Fierce Feminine Leadership is executive produced and hosted by Eleanor Beaton. Technical producer is Kate Ostrakhan. Content producers are Adrian Alexander and Marie Hannafin. Special thanks to Kelly Filman and Amy Blesser. Find Eleanor on LinkedIn, Twitter, and Instagram at Eleanor Beaton. Thank you for listening. Stay fierce.